Good morning. This is Sunday, the eighth day of December 2019. And we've begun the day in prayer, and we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit. And now we return to the sacred silence, looking forward to hearing from the Spirit of Jesus, as He promised He would come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about. And He does. So we say unto you, Jesus, we love you. We look forward to what you will teach us today. We return to the sacred silence and wait. And say we're ready whenever you are.
I am with you. I reach out to touch you. I step through the veil. And the unseen lives in your belief. For believing becomes knowing. That which you believe is your experience. That which you believe alters everything you see. Therefore, believe in me as I believe in you. I see you through the eyes of God. And your light will live forever. Believe. Sometimes you read a book or listen to a story or go to a movie, and the courage shown in the movie or written on the pages of a book are held active in the words of a story. Enthralls you. It is compelling. And you think about the character in the book or the story or the movie, and you wish you could do the same. And I say to you, you can do the same. All things are possible. The only thing which limits you is all the baggage and debris clogged within you, which you have been unable to remove through forgiveness. This unwanted baggage will cling and will try to stay with you. But I tell you to experience the light of God as you walk upon the earth in the way you are meant to experience life upon the earth requires that you shed the baggage you carry, so that you can run free, so that you can dance on the wind, so that you can do all things. So that you can be light as a feather and laughter be your song. whenever something is bothering your eye. You try to figure out what is in your eye that is either a nuisance or painful. And so you either have someone close to you look into your eye to see what is causing this discomfort, or you go to a doctor. Sometimes it is a piece of fuzz. Sometimes it might be some debris that blew in your eye. No matter what it is, once it's removed, the irritation diminishes. And soon the eye is back to normal. You can see because you are free of debris. Most of you have encountered getting a splinter in your finger or a sliver of glass that you cannot see. Something so small that it is causing the tip of your finger to turn red and be very tender to the touch, yet it avoids the eye. You cannot see what it is to remove it, but you know it is there. And so you get help from a friend or a family member, or perhaps a medical professional. But as soon as the splinter is removed, or the sliver of glass is identified, your finger begins to feel better. The redness goes away, and the tender spot no longer hurts when you touch something. You are free of the pain. You can touch again without concern. And sometimes these irritations occur within your heart. From past transgressions, words said in a moment without thought, or intentional insult or abuse. You cannot see the wounds on the body, for they are unseen. They have injured the heart. But if you will take the time to sit and go within and remove each of these painful slivers of glass or splinters or dust or debris, the heart will begin to heal. Just as the eye and just as the finger. And when it is all removed, all that unseen injury, that unseen wound, begins to heal. And you begin to love again. It is not necessary to experience life unable to see or unable to touch or unable to love, because these things that are the nuisance can be removed. And once they are removed, you are free. You are free to be who you are meant to be. believe in the seen and the unseen, as they are both with you.